Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You called me, bitch.
Well, we didn't call him today, so there's that. Layla will be in for Dan tomorrow, and we will have a good time. Thanks to everyone who was involved in today's show. I know that, one of the topics was really tough, so we appreciate you hanging out with us and trusting us with what is difficult material from time to time. And we also appreciate that you like the goofy that we do. Thanks to Adam Studzinski and thanks to Ray Diaz for their hard work. Thanks to Layla for being here and always bailing the midday show out when one of us is not available. Parkins and Spiegel, they are here this afternoon. Hello, gentlemen.
What's going on?
What up, Mr. Holmes, sir?
Mr. Holmes.
Mr. Holmes. Do they call you Mr. Holmes in the education world?
Professor.
Oh, yes. Professor.
Some people
call
me...
What's another name for pirate treasure?
Booty.
I think it's booty.
Some people call me doc, but I'm not a doctor yet, so...
You working on it?
I'm debating it.
Is it the title? Is it just the family of academics?
So,
is it ego? And I don't say that judgmentally.
No, you're right. Like it's the ego part is like I don't need it
to do this.
No, not to.
No, I agree.
Not
you
to
probably
do
don't
this.
Need a doctorate to do this.
I've found my PhD to be incredibly valuable on Hit and Run.
Yeah, not to do this, but what I might want to do when I'm done with this.
Okay,
but I had a
I'm
really...
a doctor of vibes though. For those asking,
good vibes, babe.
Famously.
I had a friend of mine who passed away a few years ago who was an emeritus scholar at the University of Chicago. And he and I would talk about all sorts of... This is the guy who I found out, you know, I had no idea who he was. And then I found out that he was one of the people who hid Nelson Mandela from the South African government.
But yeah. Did he really live a full life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he involved in anything historically significant?
After, you know, being exiled from his home country of South Africa.
But how are the takes?
Hot.
Okay.
Blazing.
Craig Council cared about those
things. He did care about it. But he said to me when I told him what I did, and it seemed so inconsequential after talking to him about his life. He's like, why would you go get a PhD? He's like, you're already an expert in your field. You have your master's degree. Don't worry about getting a PhD. So yeah, there's an ego element. There's also a part of me of like finishing the story part of it, but it's just so time consuming to do. But having the three letters is a big deal to a lot of people. My dad is what they call ABD, all but dissertation. So he doesn't have his, even though everyone refers to him as doc.
Ah, see, so you could technically spike the ball on dad.
I could.
If so chose.
On both of them. Although, because right now, they both have multiple master's degrees. So if I get the PhD, I get to come over the top.
Yeah. It's ego.
pure ego.
Yeah, it feels like ego to
me. Pure ego.
I get it.
I could go another route too, like I get an EDD, which is, you know, educational doctorate, which is less strenuous.
They make pills for that now.
They do.
If memory serves.
It'll get you all straightened out. I heard Danny and Ozzy talk about that exact thing.
Oh my God.
Don't put me on the internet.
What an incredible recording session that was with Ozzy Guillen.
I saw the look on your face when you walked out, and I was like, he must have had a blast.
It was by far my favorite commercial ever. We couldn't use
it, baby.
We couldn't use any of it.
It's fine.
It was so ridiculously inappropriate and hilarious. I think Tanny has the raw. Russ has the raw somewhere. It's just so great.
There is nothing better for me when I'm over at NBC Sports Chicago and I get crossover, like, football night's going on, and then the Bulls happen to be playing. So I get to see Jason and Kendall and Will. This spring, being over there getting ready to do draft stuff and being able to see Ozzy has been an absolute, like, light in the dark. Because he comes in, and it's like a tornado.
Yeah.
He wants to talk about a lot of stuff. And if you just listen, you can learn a lot of baseball. Like, not even specifically about the White Sox, like, just how baseball works.
How it works, how the personalities work, how a locker room functions. I will say that is still, I think, in all my years of Chicago baseball, that is
the
most alpha presence I have ever encountered in a locker room, in a clubhouse.
That's a good question.
Like, that dude... Just when he was the manager and you'd walk through that clubhouse on the south side, it was like, all right, everybody, his own players, media, everybody was like just making sure to steer just clear enough.
Lester?
Yeah, you know, Lester, it's a good call, but Lester had like a goofiness to him. And I know Ozzy does now, but he didn't for a long time.
I think the Cubs version of Lester is different from the Red Sox version, from what people have told me.
But there was an intensity to Lester. Like, when I think about all the Cubs like that.
He was my favorite one to ask questions of, though, because he was another one of those guys where if you asked him a good question.
Oh, dude, he would.
Good question, good answer. Bad question, no answer.
He tested you. He absolutely tested you. But Ozzy was like, do you have the stones to even talk to me? And a lot of people were like, no, I do not.
The best thing about Ozzy, other than, you know, like winning a championship, is when you're covering him, or when I was covering him, you get the 15 minutes on the record, then you get the 20 minutes off. And that's where the learning took place. The stuff he would say on, because he was never afraid to tell his players what he was going to tell the media.
Sure.
But then you hear like how he interacts, or seeing Ozzy interact with other players on other teams. Like the way that, because Ozzy would do his, and Pedro does it too, but he would do his pregame in the dugout. And so the cages were over on the White Sox side, and players would come over from other teams. And it was almost like bowing.
Oh, yeah, it was reverence, man. I remember
before Ozzy. It was very cool to see.
When Carlos Gonzalez was a Cub, briefly, the former Rockies superstar. And that was like, I think the first time he had met Ozzy was like a Cubs White Sox crosstown thing. And he's just like, I mean, basically bowing.
Yeah, it's cool to see that. Like, it's fun to see how people interact, and you go, oh, okay, so you're like that guy. You know, like, you're like a real dude. It's cool. I'm happy that he's around for people to have as a resource to learn baseball. And if you can't, my favorite Ozzy story, I mean, I shouldn't say my favorite because I have a lot of them, but my favorite thing that I ever witnessed, and this is when I was a super young, super green reporter here at the Score, was watching Ozzy and Lou Piniella speak Spanish to each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Because Lou was speaking like beautiful Castilian Spanish. And Ozzy was speaking Venezuelan street. And seeing those two guys be able to communicate with each other, I was just sitting there fascinated by it. It was great. It was really, they were two good characters for each other.
Well, that was my era as being an intern up the dial, when Lou's on the north side and Ozzy's on the south side, and I'm cutting tape. I'm like, cutting tape's the best job in radio. That's what I thought. I was like, every day, I'm like, this is so entertaining. And then just like cutting the clips for like a Dave Judah sports update, but then like learning how to bleep things out and cutting like funny things for Mac.
Hell yeah.
And there was stuff in both. And I was like, this is the great. I mean, who's complaining about cutting tape? Everybody in baseball is really entertaining. Everything's so great.
Those were the two biggest.
And then you get like Mike Quatty.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. They were absolutely the two biggest stars and two most fun people in Chicago baseball at the time. And among the two most fun and interesting people in all of Chicago sports at the time.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like 2007. You know, for a number, 2006.
Before the D Rose Bulls, like, catapulted them back to interest.
Yeah. After the Super Bowl.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Mm-hmm. There's this funny reel that's going on right now on Instagram. It's like, if you want to see, he said, ladies, if you want to see your man completely change, ask him about vintage Derrick Rose. And so this woman is like, honey, tell me about Derrick Rose. And this guy's like, oh, yo.
You don't know.
You don't even understand.
You do not know.
Yeah. Robbed. Robbed.
Vintage D Rose at the city on fire.
Robbed of greatness. Texter says, I would love to go back and hear all of your opinions on Ozzy when he was shown the door, especially after the Marlins debacle. I mean, I wasn't as close to him as some of you guys were, so I don't know. But, like, I don't think that Ozzy should be managing right now. I think he's exactly where he should be. He made some mistakes. He was a great manager. I'm not saying he couldn't manage, but he has found the perfect role.
I'll say
a truth teller on local TV.
The only time he should manage, and the situation fit here briefly, was a team that was ready-made and supposed to be better than they were, to come in for half a year or a year and a half and see what you could get out of a team.
The 2021 White Sox.
That was underwhelming. Absolutely. A team that was that underwhelming with a lifeless manager and a chaotic clubhouse in decay.
Or the 2022 White Sox.
Right. You bring in Ozzy to try to light a fire and change the dynamic and see what he can do. But in terms of what the modern manager's role is as a partner of the front office and you know, synergizing all the info that's out there and available, that's not a fit.
I personally would like to see Ozzy managing again. I do think that you could make it work. I also think that he suffers from the same thing that Joe Maddon, like it's a reason that Joe Maddon won't end up back in a dugout, is because how they feel about players. But I think that Ozzy has moved a little bit more. And the thing is that while I think Joe was a little heavy-handed in the way that he said stuff, I do think he was right about the idea of there needing to be a go-between between the quants and the players, and that the manager should have a heavy role in that, that your quantitative team shouldn't necessarily be hanging out near or around the clubhouse.
There's got to be a guy on staff. The Rays have one. They hired the guy, Jonathan Ehrlichman, who was a Princeton grad, who was a front office guy, who's now, I think he's still there, but he was the guy to be there. That's what Ozzy would need. Ozzy and others like him would need that guy on staff. Like, oh, you want to talk about the numbers? That guy. But anyway, here I am.
Or like, not now, because obviously he runs a baseball team. Young Jed. Like that, a guy who played at a high enough level that he can kind of talk the language and understands the synergy that needs to take place between the front office and the clubhouse. Like someone like that. But I want there to be a place for someone like Ozzy Guillen because of the impact that he can have and the reverence that Spanish-speaking ball players, and not only Spanish-speaking ball players, but as the demographics of the game change, a voice like that inside of a clubhouse, I think is really important. So to me, it's about finding the right mix of how can you augment Ozzy? How can you allow him to be himself and give him everything that he needs to succeed, understanding that there's going to be some stuff that he just rejects out of hand. But the value of what he brings to your clubhouse and your franchise can be more than enough to overcome that.
Yeah, the stuff that he would reject out of hand is a deal breaker for a lot of people.
100%.
And then we ask too much of baseball managers in terms of the public speaking part of it. I know it's part of the game, and it's always been part of the game, and so I hope it always will be because of media and access and all that.
But you think asking Pedro Grifol to talk twice for 162 games is kind of an issue?
Might be a little much. Might be a little much. And that's before he does a single interview on a radio network or a national network spring training.
I'm good.
These guys talk 500 times a year on the record?
Yeah.
There's a few third rail issues that Ozzy could potentially, because like part of the thing of the manager is like,
I mean, Castro wouldn't come up now.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I don't think.
Because
out of the league.
Part of what Joe was great at was that like, make the attention about me, and it takes the pressure off of the players.
And Ozzy was great at that too.
Of course. And so like, that is a valuable thing. Until it isn't.
Until it gets you in trouble.
Until it isn't. And so I just think that there's too many things like that that he's got the perfect gig, man. He's got the perfect gig.
I kind of want to go back and find it. The full 1 minute Ozzy post game after the Sox had played like ass for like 2 weeks. And he came out and talked about, oh, this was bad. That was bad. This was bad. We sucked at this. And Danks pitched well. Yeah, so that has lived on just, and Danks pitched well.
And Danks pitched well.
Because it was the one positive item after 60 amazing. Seconds of just destroying his team. And it was like, it was so great because all the fans were like, hell yes! That's right! They do suck! And we saw it too.
He's so beloved because of his honesty. And I think, God, to Danny's point, that's what makes him an excellent television personality. Like he's just the best.
Well, and it's honestly, I mean, perfect job literally, because I think he's better at this than he is on like Fox's national coverage of the World Series.
I agree,
because he loves the White Sox, but he trashes the White Sox in the house of the White Sox, and he obviously wants to be the manager of the White Sox. So like, it adds like a level of like
intrigue,
tension, and conflict. Like it is so damn compelling that I'm like, I don't want him to manage the White Sox. This is better. This is more interesting.
I wish I could continue, but I do have a train to catch.
Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to let you know. What are you guys doing today?
Well, some sports jealousy is creeping in, and so we will discuss it. Spiegs will eulogize his good friend Steve Albini today at 3 o'clock. We'll play categories. Stacey King has been watching the playoffs and has thoughts. So we got a lot to do today, as always.
Have fun, boys. I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya. Go catch your train. Tanny's open. We'll kick us off. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.